some of you have been told that a couple of years ago, the National Association of Realtors made this great statement where they said that I was recognized as one of the five most influential people in the real estate industry. And that was kind of surprising. So I started thinking to myself, why would your agent to make your business stronger? And there was a lot of areas that I felt needed improvement in terms of what we do and how we think and how we operate in real estate. And I started working on those as my career with you guys and gals developed. And I started exploring those different areas and then producing information that would help you become better at what you do. One of those areas that I worked on a lot was the whole avenue of having assistants and staff inside your office to work with you. Another area was business planning. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But the area that I think probably caused the biggest stir was when I said to agents, you have to learn to track your numbers. Now, I have to tell you, when I say to an agent, you have to learn to track your numbers, in most cases when I say that, the agent kind of looks at me and says, you know, what are you talking about, tracking your numbers? Well, Here's my belief. The fastest way to learn who you are as a real estate salesperson, to really learn your strengths and your weaknesses, as well as your efficiency, is to track your numbers. Now, when you take a look at what I just said, the fastest way to learn who you are. Well, I say, who are you? I'm a real estate salesperson. What do you do? I sell real estate. I said, how well do you do? Well, I had 8 sales last year. You know, I made $42,000. And I go, great. So tell me how you did business. And you go, what do you mean? I said, well, how did you do your business? Where did it come from? And how did you operate? And what was your ratios? And how efficient were you? And in most cases, if I do that, the average agent looks at me like I'm completely crazy. The greatest advantage that an agent has for themselves is to learn why they operate the way they operate, who they are as a salesperson, their strengths, their weaknesses, the goods, the bads, the rights and wrongs, the yin, the yang, the ups and down, all those things you hear people talk about. And the sooner you can really analyze that and take a look at, the better chance you have. Well, as I say, the fastest way to become good at what you do is to know who you are. You know, to know really how strong you are in terms of your skills, your ability to communicate, to handle objections, to close, do all the things we talk about in this series, your weaknesses, where you have to improve, like the test we took in session number 2, but more importantly, your efficiency. Now, I am one of the few people that is willing to stand up before you and say that one of the critical aspects of selling real estate is to develop some efficiencies. Now, I want to give you a couple of examples. Let's go to the whiteboard. Examples of efficiency. We know that in almost every case, if you go on, say, 6 listing presentations in a month, that the average agent's going to take between 1 and 2 listings actually taken during the course of that time. So from an efficiency standpoint, we know that you're going to go anyplace from, say, 25 to 30% of the time when you go out, you get a contract signed. Now, agents in real estate today will say, man, if I can get 2 listings in a month, I'm pretty good. You know, my average commission check is $8,000, and if I get 2 listings, they both sell, I can make $150,000 to $160,000 a year if I do this month in and month out. And I look at that and say, wait a minute. The truth is you are highly inefficient in what you do. And the agent says, well, why? And I say, well, look, you're going out 6 times, and you're going to spend any place from 1 to 2 hours of your time on a listing presentation, another maybe 1 to 2 hours preparing for that presentation. So you're going to invest up to 4 hours in a presentation, and you do that 6 times is 24 hours, and the result is 1 to 2 listings. I said, that's terribly inefficient use of your time. Maybe if you were to improve your skills, maybe improve your dialogues, learn your presentation better, become more professional in your approach, you could take that from 2 up to 4. And then instead of 8,000 times 2, you have 8,000 times 4. Now, when I do that kind of thing with the average agent, believe me when I tell you, they generally have no clue what I'm referring to, what I'm talking about. So what I say to people all the time is, what we're going to do today is I'm not going to teach you so much how to sell real estate. Is what I want to do is I want to teach you how to become very efficient at what you do. If you take a look at a athlete of any type, whether you be a football player, baseball player, tennis player, golfer, a great, you know, basketball player, a track star, the coaches that they work with spend all their time looking at little tiny minute things they do to increase their speed and their efficiency. And how do they do that? They analyze, they look at, they chart, they record, they film, you know, they track everything a person does. Now, I mentioned to you on an earlier session that when I started in real estate, the first thing I did was start tracking each week, the number of contacts I made, the number of leads I generated, the appointments I went on, and I would write those on my calendar. And at the end of the month, I would look at that and say, okay, what did I really do? Okay, I invested this much time in prospecting, and I got this many leads, which means that for every so many contacts that I make, I generate a lead. And then I determined that by having this many leads, I generated this many appointments. So if I divide those up, every X number of leads brings me an appointment. Then I realized that if I went on X number of appointments and I got X number of contracts signed, I could divide those up and determine a closing percentage or ratio. So what I started doing was determining by a percentage basis exactly what it took for me to score to win, to get a contract signed, to get paid in real estate. Or in essence, what I was doing was charting my efficiency. And then I realized that I could increase my efficiency by doing certain things. So what I want to say to you, probably the most important thing I will say to you in this entire series, is that the key to success in real estate revolves around the word efficiency. Watch, it's impossible to know how good you are if you don't track what you do. It's impossible to know how bad you are if you don't track what you do. I was talking to an agent recently, and the agent said to me that he has a marketing campaign that he runs on a regular basis. It's himself, he has a couple of assistants and three buyer's agents. And I said, okay, tell me about your system. He said, well, I'm generating 1,500 leads a month through my marketing system, and we're turning those over to my four showing agents. I said, great. And how many homes do your four showing agents actually sell per month? He said they average about 1.5 each. I went, okay, you're generating 1,500 leads to sell 6 homes. He goes, no, we're selling 6 homes. I said, but you have to generate 1,500 leads. If you divide 6 into 1,500, you're looking at 220 to 230 leads that you're generating before you get a contract signed. I said, that's terrible. I said, that's pathetic. I said, there's something wrong here. I said, your people can't be any good at what they do. And yet he was bragging how great they were. I said, see, the ratios don't make sense. To generate 1,500 leads to make 6 sales, my gosh, you would never, ever have gotten your license if you thought that you had to generate 1,500 leads, okay, to make 5 or 6 sales in real estate. See, you and I believe if you generate a lead, you make a sale. Now, we know it's not that good. So what I tried to explain to this guy is the efficiency that he was involved in was wrong, bad, no good, non-productive, and unprofitable for him. So my attitude is this. It's virtually impossible to know how good you are unless you track your numbers, look at your ratios, and then determine your levels of efficiency. Because once we know your levels of efficiency, we can improve that. See, if you watch a basketball game, a person goes to the free throw line, and the announcer will say, this person's an 86% free thrower for the season. That means 86% of the time, okay, 86 times out of 100, when they shoot a free throw, they make it. Now, the announcer will then say, they want to make sure they don't foul this guy tonight because he makes too many free throws. And then the team will avoid fouling that guy because it's guaranteed points. But then they'll say, but this guy only makes 50% of his free throws. Because, see, they track everything they do. In every sport, everything is tracked. Now, generally speaking, who gets paid more money, professional athletes or real estate salespeople? Aha, we know the answer, don't we? Okay? And why do they get paid more? Because they're more efficient. Now, we're going to talk in a few minutes about how to become more efficient, but we can't talk about how to become more efficient until we clarify in our minds that we have to track our numbers every day so we know what we do. Now, I get people say to me all the time, Mike, I really don't like tracking my numbers. I go, I understand. And the reason we don't like tracking our numbers is because we don't do anything. See, if you're sitting in the office playing on your computer, taking floor time and working on your files and drawing up elaborate marketing campaigns and not doing anything, guess what? You have nothing to track. So the truth is, if you are working, if you're doing anything of substance each day, it's not going to be hard to help you become efficient, to keep track of what you do, determine your ratios, and then help you improve. Now, I know this for a fact. There's a number of agents that are what we call numbers challenged. You know, one of the great agents in the country is out of San Diego, California, Maxine Gellens. And we were lucky to work with Maxine for many, many years. And when I first started working with Maxine, the very first thing she said to me is, you know, Mike, that I'm numbers challenged. Maxine's a brilliant lady, a brilliant real estate lady, does a terrific job. I mean, makes millions of dollars a year selling houses. So you know she has to be good. And see, I didn't believe she was numbers challenged. I believed that all she did was not track or keep track of her numbers. I meet so many agents just like Maxine who say, I'm numbers challenged. Well, see, it's not a matter of being challenged. It's a matter of deciding that you're going to record what you do. And once you record what you do, then you can look back at it and see what you do. So even though we know that many people are numbers challenged, I don't want you to worry about that. If you're sitting here watching this session and you're saying to me, Mike, the truth is I am numbers challenged. Karen Bernardi, one of the top agents in the world, when we first met, she was numbers challenged. There's no question about it. I mean, she said, Mike, I don't want to keep track. It takes too much time and it's a waste of time. And eventually she started keeping track. And now Maxine, Karen, so many of these people are the most efficient people you're going to meet. And because of that, they can determine what their income is going to be based on the activities they're involved in. Think about this. How great would this be for you to be able to sit down and virtually project out for the next 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, exactly what your income is going to be based upon the work habits that you've developed and have. I mean, boy, you can't make it better than that. So I don't want you to worry if what we're talking about here doesn't make a lot of sense to you yet, because there's a good chance a lot of what I've already said doesn't make sense to you. That's okay. Don't worry about that. It will all come to you eventually, and you'll get through this whole process if you'll just let it go. It's interesting, when I sat down with my staff and we started determining the order that we would produce these sessions for you, my staff said to me, we got to do the numbers in the first or second session. I said, no, we got to do the numbers towards the end. No, we got to do the numbers first. They got to learn their numbers. I said, well, you know, if this is a real estate person that is not familiar with what we do and we have them start tracking numbers on the first or second session, they're going to get discouraged, upset, and then they won't watch the rest of the sessions. Notice this is session 13, okay? See, you've worked with us long enough now to know that we're very, very, very determined to do certain things a certain way. Tracking numbers is one of them. Don't worry if you don't get it yet. It will come to you eventually. So here's the numbers that I want you to track, okay? There's a series of numbers I want you to track. I want you to track first the total hours that you work per week, okay? The total hours you work per week. Second, the total hours that you prospect per week. I want you to see the difference. If you're working 52 hours and prospecting 2, you can see why your business isn't growing. Okay, you can see it real fast. Third, I want you to track the total contacts you have per week. I want you to figure out, okay, I prospected last week 4 hours and I had 11 contacts. Well, either you're talking slow, you have an old rotary phone, you can't find doors to knock on, or you just virtually are lying to yourself. I mean, you can't make 11 contacts in 4 hours unless you're crawling from house to house. I want you to track the total presentations you have for the week, the total listings you take, the total listings you sell, okay, listings sold, obviously your buyer sales, and then the number of closed transactions that you have per week. If you will track that series of numbers and do it diligently for the next 30 days, believe me when I tell you, you will quickly determine your levels of efficiency. Let's go back to the whiteboard and I'll prove my point, okay? So let's take an example. I want you to track, okay, the number of hours that you actually work, okay, for the week. So let's say that you work 50 hours. And then I want you to track your total hours of prospecting for the week, okay? And let's say that you prospect 5 hours for the week, okay? So that means you had 45 hours where you were not generating business for yourself. So what percentage is 5 of 50? Okay, 10%. So 10% of your time is spent in an activity trying to generate business for yourself. Then I say, okay, track your contacts for the week. And let's say that in your 5 hours of prospecting that you made 50 contacts. That means you're making 10 contacts per hour. And if you make 10 contacts per hour, we know, okay, that you can A, increase your contacts per hour very simply, and we also know that if you contact the right people, you can get a high response. Then we want you to contact your listing presentations. And let's say that for the week, you had 2 presentations. So you say, well, I made 50 contacts, I got 2 presentations, every 25 contacts, I get a presentation. So what you're doing is you're starting to determine your ratios, okay? The percentages of time that you succeed for the hours and time that you work. And it's important that you start looking carefully at what these ratios are. So I'm going to erase this board, and then I'm going to just write one word up here that I want you to really put heavily into your head. R-A-T-I-O, okay? Ratio. Watch. The percentage of the time that you are out working and you're scoring and or winning. Now, unfortunately, when you start and you haven't got your scripts down and you haven't got your work habits down and your schedule isn't down and your discipline isn't in effect, you might go out and make several hundred contacts before you get a lead or a contract signed or a presentation. It's not uncommon to see agents go out when they start and they start calling past clients and they're making 2 contacts per hour. Because instead of following a script to talk to the past client, they're talking to the past client. How you been and what's going on and how are the kids and how's Harry and how's your job and is all the landscape work done and did you get the pool put in? And I understand you got a new car. And they're in all these social conversations avoiding what we're there for, which is to get business. And as a result, they make 2 contacts per hour. 2 contacts an hour is total inefficiency if you see it signed or a presentation. It's not uncommon to see agents go out when they start and they start calling past clients and they're making 2 contacts per hour. Because instead of following a script to talk to the past client, they're talking to the past client. How you been and what's going on and how are the kids and how's Harry and how's your job and is all the landscape work done and did you get the pool put in? And I understand you got a new car. And they're in all these social conversations avoiding what we're there for, which is to get business. And as a result, they make 2 contacts per hour. 2 contacts an hour is total inefficiency. If you see it in black and white, you'll know that that ratio can improve. So there's certain numbers you have to track. Now, once you track your numbers, every one of us can calculate quickly our ratios. The ratios are the measuring stick, okay, that can be used to see if you're ever going to accomplish your goals. One of the things, if we ever have the good fortune, and I've mentioned this before, of working together in coaching, one of the things that we've done is we have created a program called a numbers analyzer. Now, I want you just to kind of picture this. I'm going to go back to the whiteboard for a minute. I want you to picture this. A numbers analyzer. And the numbers analyzer is designed for all of our coaching clients. So here's what we say to our clients, okay? You tell me your goal for the year. Let's say that your goal is to close 50 transactions. We go, great. Then what we do is every week we ask you to track all the numbers like we just recommended. You know, your hours of prospecting, your contacts, your presentations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Every week, as we enter these numbers into our numbers analyzer, it projects out for 12 months, based on that week, exactly how many deals you're going to close. Now think about that. It's January 5th. It's your first week of work. You go out and you do a little, a little, a little, a little, a little, a little, a little. And then it automatically projects out. Based on that, you're going to close 24 deals for the year based on your first week. And you go, whoa, wow. So next week you work and do a little bit more, a little bit more, a little more. And it says, okay, based on that, now you're going to project out to close 26 deals on your present work habits. Then you say, that's it. I got to get to work. Boy, my coach told me that I'm really screwing up. So now you really start to go to work. And it says, based on this, you're going to close 46 deals for the year every single week. With our numbers analyzer, we can show you exactly how many deals you're going to do and how much money you're going to earn based on that week's activities. Well, guys and gals, now think about it for just a minute, okay? You really can't find a better way to project what you're doing. In addition, now think about this. Our numbers analyzer also tells you your ratios every week for the week and what's going on in your business. So your coach, if you're in our coaching and say, hey, you know what? For the last month, 47% of the time when you made a listing presentation, you got a contract signed. Our goal for you is to be at 62%. If you're at 47%, it means you're probably not pre-qualifying. It means you're probably not following the script. It means you're not handling objection well. We better work on those three things to get your percentage up. See, all we can do is we can keep learning if we keep tracking our numbers, okay? Now, here's the thought. I want to read you a quote that I've written here. I think this is important. The numbers that we track will offset the emotional responses that we have to our business and the results that we get. Now, listen to that. The numbers that we track will offset the emotional responses that we have to our business and to the results that we get. Real estate's a very emotional business. There's a lot of drama involved all the time. But because it's such an emotional business, our emotions go up and down all the time. Well, if I'm looking at facts, all the emotions are removed, then I can make some logical decisions as to what I have to do next. If I look at my numbers after week number two and say, based on this, I'm going to close 26 deals. These are the facts. There's no emotion here. I've got to get my act together right now. If you're not involved in our coaching, boy, I hope you get involved someday. It is critical to understand that there doesn't have to be a lot of emotion in building your business. It's just facts and figures and good work habits. But I also want to say to you this. Remember that the numbers that you track don't lie. Watch. Do you want to build your business on fantasy or reality? If you track your, so you put your numbers in every week and you track them every week, it doesn't lie to you. It tells you the facts of life. This is what's going on in, watch, this is your life. It is not a dress rehearsal. This is the reality of what's going on. See, numbers never lie. I mean, watch, if you only prospected 2 hours for the week, guess what? That's it. Okay? You can't fudge it and say, well, actually I prospected four. Watch, the numbers don't. You look back, the numbers are what they are. Okay? See, the numbers tell you where you've been, based on the facts, and they always tell you where you're going to go. And that's the greatest part about tracking numbers. They tell you exactly where you're going to go. And if you think about it very, very, very much, if you don't like the numbers that you have, and most people don't, when you start this, guys and gals, believe me, you're not going to like the numbers that you have. So what we say to you is this. You can increase your efficiency, your percentages, your ratios, you can make them in your favor by doing certain things. So let's take a look at two things you can do to become much more efficient. First, you can do more numbers than you've been presently doing. See, one way to get better, do more. Now, I didn't say work more hours. I didn't say work more days. Do more during the hours and the days that you work. There's the catch. Do more during the hours and days that you work. Or second, increase the quality of what you do when you work. See, if you're going on a listing presentation, you can increase the quality by better pre-qualifying, asking all the questions, by following the scripts better, by going in better prepared, okay, to have more energy and enthusiasm when you show up, by learning the answers to the objections so you can respond quicker. See, that's improving the quality of what you do. See, I know if you just take this series and you make this series part of your life and you're watching these DVDs every single day and you're putting this stuff into your brain, I know you can improve the quality of what you do. So I want you to spend a little bit of time every day tracking your numbers, a little bit of time monitoring your numbers so you can make the necessary adjustments to your business so you can achieve the goals you've set. So if your goal is to do 50 transactions or 75 and become the high producer that you say you want to become, you can do it through sound business planning. I know this is a tedious session for you. I know that this is not the one that you wanted to hear. And I know that if you will watch it and review it and listen to it time and time again, this will become the foundation or the basis for you becoming the high producer that you want to become, that you deserve to become, and that I know you can become.